Welcome back to the How to Be Irresistible to Women newsletter series, your source for tips and techniques to make you irresistible to women. I'm James Brito, and I'm irresistible to women. Now it's your turn. Today's lesson is called Body Language Secrets 101, Part 1. In this lesson, you'll learn the importance of body language, what body language works, what body language doesn't, and finally, great body language resources. You'll definitely want to stay tuned for part 2 next week, when I'll go over how to read female body language, when she's interested and when she's not, 7 great ways to flirt, and finally, positioning yourself for success, the importance of correctly positioning yourself in a bar, club, or party. For now, let's get on to some interesting body language facts. Just to show you how important body language is, consider these stats. People form 90% of their opinion about you in the first 90 seconds. Communication is 60% nonverbal and only 40% verbal. Of the verbal portion, only about 7% is accomplished by the words themselves. That means that over 90% of communication has nothing to do with what you say. The other 30% of verbal communication is done by how the words are spoken, inflection, and tone of voice, all of which I discuss in great detail in my How to Be Irresistible to Woman premium interactive audio course. Finally, nonverbal signs such as eye contact, gestures, position relative to the speaker, etc., have 5 times more impact than verbal signals do. That's pretty amazing. So in case you think you can play the game without knowing how to show body language or how to read female body language, think again. If you can master your body language, other areas such as looks, height, and wealth just won't matter. So let's delve into this fascinating topic. It's time for Body Language Secrets 101, Part 1, right here on How to Be Irresistible to Woman, the newsletter series.
It's your turn. TripleORelationships.com.
Let's start Part 1 out with good and bad body language. First thing you need to know about body language, it's not rocket science. When you think about it, it's actually common sense. If a woman is looking at you intensely or fidgeting around with her hair and makeup, clearly she's into you. You see, things are not much different than they were in grade school. If someone acts bashful and nervous around another person, he or she is very much interested. Conversely, if her legs are crossed and she's not looking at all in your direction, clearly she's not into you. If the focus isn't on you and is instead on her drink or on other people, anything but you, well, then it's time to move on. Don't give up on the girl. Just tell her you're busy and have to go talk to your friend Jasmine or some other sexy female name. When you say that you've got to talk to other girls, just watch as her body language changes. Suddenly, you're a man of value. But don't hesitate. Keep moving on. Get away from this girl. She'll come chasing you later. The second thing you need to know about body language is that generally, slow is cool. And the less movement you make, definitely the better. Think about it. If you're rushing around the club like you've got something stuck up your butt, what kind of message is that going to send to women? Furthermore, if you're fidgeting around, turning your neck everywhere, and flapping your arms around, what do you think the woman will think of that? Guys, take a second to think of the kind of movements you make when you're at a bar, club, or party. What kinds of things do you do when you're talking to a girl? Do you keep your hands by your side, or are they flapping all around? If the case is the latter, then you definitely want to adjust the way you conduct yourself around the woman. Don't worry so much about the words, but how you handle your body. Your body language should reflect how you want a woman to think of you. If you want to come off as calm, confident, and assured, you have to use calm, confident, and assured body language. What does that mean? Generally, it means taking things slow, like you have all the time in the world and remaining open and relaxed. Lean back a little bit. Even put your hands around the back of your head. Don't move around a lot. Just be at ease with your surroundings, even if they're not perfect. You want to show a woman that you're comfortable in any kind of situation, that you have no fear and confidence all the time. Believe me, women will catch on that you're a guy they should check out. So, quickly, 5 signs of really bad body language and how to reverse them. Number 1, fidgeting and flapping your arms. This shows insecurity and unease. Bad traits to communicate. So instead, put your thumbs only in your pockets, just the thumbs, guys. This is actually a sign of male virility. Or failing that, just put your arms at your side. Don't look like a robot, but just try to show that you're calm and collected. Number 2, leaning in a lot. This is a big mistake. If you're constantly leaning into a girl before you really get to know her, you're showing dependence and a lack of control. Instead of having the power and control in a conversation, she has it. Why? Because you're leaning into her, a move that shows that she's on top. It's saying that you have to draw in to get her attention, not what you want to do. It'll appear as if you're actively seeking her approval and not sure in yourself enough to conduct the conversation yourself. No way, this is not good. So instead, lean back and let her draw herself into you. This subtly gives you control of the situation and forces her to lean into you to hear what you, the controller, have to say. Now that's power, and she'll appreciate you for it. When you show that you have the upper hand in any situation, a fight, a conversation, anything, man, that will definitely increase a woman's attraction for you. Next is slouching. Definitely a no-no. Practice good posture instead. Always have your back up and straight. Slouching says that you're lazy and unconfident. Good posture, on the other hand, suggests confidence and masculinity. Which one do you think women like better? Number 4 is looking down or away from her. If you're not meeting her gaze, you're coming off as weak and unsure. Reverse this by giving her a constant eye gaze. Don't worry about coming off as creepy. In fact, if she shies away from meeting your eyes, chances are it means she's really into you, just too shy to show it. Finally, number 5, closed arms. Closed arms or a closed door. Don't kick her out of your world. Invite her in. Make sure your arms are apart, not together. Put your arms at your side or put your thumbs again in your pocket. Just your thumbs, not the rest of your fingers. This is a sign of male virility, a really good thing. Now let's look at what makes good body language. Good body language communicates that you are at ease and independent. You don't need a woman's validation to feel confident yourself. She has to come into your world. You don't have to go into her world because you're in control. Leah Lowndes, author of the outstanding book, How to Make Anyone Fall in Love with You, one I really suggest you read, she uses the SOFIN acronym for guidance. This is what it means. S is for smile. A smile makes you look fun and confident. O is for open body. Face your target, nose to nose, belly to belly. Don't close or cross your arms. Keep them open in a relaxed, inviting manner. F is for forward lean. This is when things are going pretty well and you want to communicate that you're confident. Don't lean back into your target. Stand or sit just a little too close to show that you are physically attracted. Believe me, she'll appreciate it. But like I said before, you don't want to lean too much in, like you really want to hear her or you really need to be a part of her world. You want to lean back enough that it shows that she doesn't have total control of the situation. Now you may be asking, where are the T, the E, and the N in the SOFIN acronym? Well, I can't give away all the good information here, can I? If you'd like to find out more, just check out my lesson on body language and tonality in the How to Be Irresistible to Woman Premium online interactive course. It's got all the stuff you need to know. How to read female body language, how to practice your own, the importance of spatial positioning, and the power of tonality. Really valuable stuff that you need to know. You can actually get it for the less than the price of a tank of gas right now at www.000relationships.com/2woman. That's 000relationships.com/2woman. I teach you lots about how to read female body language, awesome techniques for practicing your own body language, and so much more. So it's really worth checking out today, guys. Check it out at www.000relationships.com/2woman. Got it? Good.
You're listening to an exclusive broadcast of How to Be Irresistible to Women on OOORelationships.com. Now it's your turn.
Okay, finally, I want to share with you some great body language resources. There are lots of great books and websites out there that describe and display good and bad body language both. The best one by far is Alan Pease's Body Language. Maybe you've seen it. It's a great book. It has lots of pictures, descriptions, and more on what body language works and what body language doesn't. If you want graphic illustrations, this is the book to get. Next is How to Make Anyone Fall in Love with You by Leah Lowndes, which I mentioned before. It is an excellent book, guys. It really empowers you to use your body language for attraction. Words alone do not attract women. You have to remember that 60% of communication is through nonverbal signals. What are the best nonverbal signals? Well, Lowndes tells you that in her excellent book, How to Make Anyone Fall in Love with You. Now, if you're interested in the role of body language from an evolutionary standpoint, then check out The Anatomy of Love by Helen Fisher. It's a famous book that delivers some really fascinating information about how attraction works. Definitely a good read. Now, if you're more into the seduction science and online gurus, then you definitely want to check out The Tao of Dating by Dr. Alex Benzer. I really, really recommend this fascinating read. It is just great. In addition to all the great body language Dr. Alex shares with you, he also teaches you some great pearls of wisdom, particularly for your inner game, some really amazing stuff. Some of the stuff he teaches are some really great self-hypnosis methods and how to easily interact with women, how to tease, how to talk, how to flirt, all those things. I really suggest you check out The Tao of Dating by Dr. Alex Spencer. And finally, check out The Importance of Body Language by Wes Mantooth and Body Language Secrets, A Guide During Courtship and Dating by R. Don Steele. Both great guides to body language.
It's your turn. TripleOrelationships.com.
Well, that's it for this lesson on Body Language Secrets 101, Part 1. In this lesson, I shared with you some of the things you need to know to use body language for your attraction advantage. They include the importance of body language, what body language works, what body language doesn't, and finally, I told you some great body language resources. If you really want to learn more, check out my How to Be Irresistible to Women premium interactive audio course. Guys, it's got all the information you need to read female body language, flirt, use your voice for maximum effect, position yourself in the right spots at a bar, club, or party, and how to make the signs that will give women an inner gut attraction for you. It's all available now for instant download to either your computer or your iPod, so you can listen to it whenever you want. Get it now at 000relationships.com/2woman. Or if you're just ready to go right now, go straight to 000relationships.com/2woman/order.php. It's really easy to get, really easy to use. Can't wait to see you next time right here on How to Be Irresistible to Woman, the newsletter series.
This concludes today's edition of TripleOrelationships.com's exclusive newsletter series. For more information about me, James Brito, visit my website, 000relationships.com/2woman. That's 000relationships.com/2woman. TripleOrelationships.com. Now it's your turn.
Copyright 2006, TripleOrelationships.com, a unique design company, all rights reserved.